But with us to talk about the markets ending up the week is Mark Myers of Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. Well, we saw stocks eke out some more gains yesterday as the stock market is on its fifth week of straight gains. The stocks rose to new record highs on both the Dow and the S&P. The Dow rose about 33 points yesterday after a pair of upbeat economic reports showed existing home sales jumping a surprising 1.5% in October, and manufacturing activity posted its highest mark since December of 1993. And we saw Intel, they jumped 4.5% after reporting an upbeat outlook for 2015 revenue, and they raised their dividend. And retailers were supported by strong third quarter results from Best Buy and Dollar Tree. Now, this morning, what's really driving this market upward is China came out and surprisingly cut their interest rates. Nobody was expecting this move. What China's doing, they're trying to step up a campaign to prop up growth in the world's second largest economy as they head towards its slowest growth in nearly a quarter of a century. The People's Bank of China said it was cutting one-year benchmark lending rates by 40 basis points to 5.6%, and China's economy is expected to grow about 7% this year. Another big surprise this morning was Mario Draghi, which is the president of the European Central Bank. He boosted stocks over there in Europe after announcing that they were ready to expand their asset purchase program, something kind of like our quantitative easing that we did here in the United States. What Europe is trying to do is prop up inflation. They're really concerned about deflation right now. Inflation October is only 0.4%, and that was far below the central bank's target of just around 2%. Now, as far as individual stocks this morning, look at Foot Locker. The athletic footwear and apparel maker earned 83 cents per share. That was 4 cents above estimates, and revenue was also above estimates. We saw same-store sales there climb 6.9%. And Gap, the parent of Old Navy and Gap and Banana Republic, they reported a quarterly profit of 80 cents a share. That was 1 cent above estimates, and revenue was slightly below forecast, and sales actually dropped about 2% at those stores, and the retailer did cut its earnings outlook for the year. And GameStop, this stock is getting plummeted this morning as they missed analyst expectations by 11 cents a share by reporting a profit of 50 cents a share, and revenue also came in below forecast. The video game retailer said its results were hurt by a delayed release of Assassin's Creed video game. And Ross Stores, the discount retailer, reported a quarterly profit of 93 cents a share. That was 6 cents a share above estimates, with revenue also exceeding analysts' forecast. And Hertz, look at this stock. That car rental company is down this morning as they named a new chief executive officer after replacing the one who resigned back in September, and apparently the market does not like the new replacement. And SolarCity and SunEdison, the two solar power equipment company stocks, are up this morning as they said they will partner with Walmart to install up to 400 solar projects at Walmart facilities across the United States over the next 4 years. Now, last but not least, we'll talk a little bit of turkey here, as the American Farm Federation came out with their annual survey of how much a turkey meal cost us. And the cost of the average Thanksgiving meal rose just 0.8% this year. That's actually very good news, because typical price increases for a turkey or Thanksgiving meal usually rises about 1.5 to 2% every year. So 0.8% is very modest. But some of the things I was looking through the basket, butter and eggs rose about 8.8% this year. Whipping cream was up 8.1%. And sweet potatoes were also sharply higher, up 6%. Now, the bird itself was the largest cost by far. It actually dropped marginally in price, despite turkey production dropping to its lowest level in nearly 30 years. Now, this helped keep the Thanksgiving basket in check. Now, as far as the markets go this morning, it looks like the Dow is going to open up around 150 points to the positive.
That's some good news to end up the week. And again, Thanksgiving week, things will slow down just a touch probably.
Yeah, it gets a little quiet next week. A lot of people start taking their vacation. The markets will close early on Wednesday and Friday.
All right, sir. Thanks for your report today, and have a good weekend.
Take care.
That's Mark Myers of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call him at 479-782-2527 if you'd like to talk with him about something he mentioned or an idea you have. And you could also email Mark at mmyers@sternag.com.